Well, the folks in the Adair Casey School District are spending a lot of time right now looking at their future, much like a number of other small school districts across Iowa. It's always a numbers game. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Steve Smith, who's the superintendent for the Adair Casey Schools. Steve, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate being on.
Well, these are never easy issues to have to deal with, but it seems like so many of the small school districts around the state of Iowa, you know, in looking at their futures, have to just kind of look at the numbers and crunch the reality.
Absolutely, Jim. There isn't, just as you said, there really isn't hardly a small school, a rural school in Iowa that isn't always looking at how they can either save money or how we can come together and share programs or have opportunities with other rural schools. And that's really kind of where we are right now, and with declining enrollment and the things that are going on in Adair Casey.
Well, we've seen so many other school districts here around this part of the state having to go through some of the same issues. You know, it's never easy. I know it's an emotional thing for a lot of folks, but, you know, at the end of the day, don't you have to kind of look at what's best for the kids in the long-term future?
Absolutely, and that has been really what the board has grabbed a hold of, is trying to think about what would be best for kids. And there are a lot of things that can go into that. I mean, that's a nice phrase to throw out there. But what really is good for kids is having opportunities not only in the classroom, in coursework, when we look at the academic side of it, but also in extracurricular activities, where that comes in the form of fine arts to the athletic side. So a lot of things there to consider when we talk about kids and what's good for kids.
Well, and I know you've been working with Gary Sinclair of the Iowa Association of School Boards. He's been involved in a lot of these issues around the state, just kind of helping crunch the numbers and look at some of the trends and things in education. And the finances, of course, are a big part of that, too. I know you've gotten a lot of feedback and input from the public. You guys have encouraged that all along, haven't you?
We absolutely have. We've tried to communicate as much and often as we can. Megan Kading has put in several articles for the local newspaper. We put things out on our webpage, and then, of course, make sure that we post our minutes and put board agendas out so that we can get some good kinds of reactions from folks. We had a public meeting about a year ago, and actually it was a community meeting, and then we had one here recently, which was part of our regular board meeting last Wednesday.
And what are you hearing back from folks?
Well, that's a tough question. It's kind of loaded in terms of, it kind of depends upon who you're going to visit with. Some folks see that this, in looking at trying to preserve what we have, as a negative, and others are looking at it as being very positive. And what we do need to do, not only for kids, but also for communities and also for the school district, is to look at what is going to be best for everybody involved. And we do know that if we continue to lose kids, that it's going to be difficult for us to provide the things that we need to provide. Even though we can go out and get many examples from different school districts who are down to 50 kids to 100 kids in a school, and they're still providing an education, the question is that I think that comes up from some of our patrons is, what kind of an education is that, and what would that look like if that's where we allow our district to move to?
Well, I know Megan Kading, you mentioned, is the board president, and she's been working with other board members on trying to come up with some sort of strategies to move forward. I know there were some different options that were being looked at. Are you any closer at this point to kind of deciding on which direction you might head?
Well, actually, I think we are. I think, there was a motion on the table, and it passed unanimously last Wednesday, and that read, I believe, something like, we will make a motion to operate in the same capacity. while we explore whole grade sharing opportunities with previously identified districts to determine a mutually beneficial partner. Now, I think that kind of does sum it up pretty well in that we know that we need to be looking. And because we're looking doesn't mean that we're going to be doing necessarily in 3 to 4 to 5 years. What we need to do is align ourselves with a partner and make sure that if something happens, that we have time to visit with another district, we have time to plan and not let time get away from us, and then we don't have the opportunity to plan. We're just given and dealt the cards that were dealt, and we have to live with them. We would like to have some say into what's going to go on with Ada or Casey students down the road if we can't go it alone at some point.
Well, geographically, there would only be so many options anyway, and that's just looking at the geography of it. That's not even considering the size of some of those school districts that might be around the area. There's so many things to be factored into it.
Well, there absolutely is, and you know, we have done some homework on that over the course of last summer. We went and visited with boards from CAM, Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, and then also Guthrie Center. So we have visited those four schools, and we walked away from there feeling like three of those four we would like to maybe dig deeper and find out more information about those districts. So when I look at that motion, that's what that tells me that we're headed for. And I think we agree as a board that our next step probably is to look at who might be the most suitable partner in that group. And so that we can start doing some things with them, whether it be academic, teacher, students, activity, so we can start to get a feel of each other.
Yeah, I know sometimes folks will look at it from the outside and say, well, gee, we already share some activities with School District X or School District Y. Maybe that's a place to start. But it's kind of a bigger thing than just activity sharing.
It absolutely is. I mean, if we don't look at what we're really at school for and we just lay it on the line as being activities, we're selling our kids short and we're selling our community short. As well, we do need to look at what we're able to offer students, families, so that we know that kids that leave Ada or Casey have the opportunity to be successful when they go to a job site, when they go off to college, when they go off to a trade school. That's really what it's about.
So are you still looking for feedback then? I know you've gotten to this point now where you've got some general idea of where you want to go for the time being. Are you still looking for public feedback? Do you still hear back from folks?
Oh, absolutely. Folks will grab a board member, and I would encourage people to continue to talk about it, share with board members, share with myself. Feelings about that. That's the only way that we can really arrive at the best decision. We know that we will need to go back to these other school districts and sit down with our boards and ask some more tough questions about what is it that can be helpful for Ada or Casey to continue to succeed and provide a good education for kids.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about community here, Steve, but what about students? Are you hearing a lot of feedback from students as well?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because up to this point, we've made no decisions to do anything with anybody. But I think that once we start to get to that point, students, we'll need to have some conversations with them. But as we move and go down the road here, I think there'll just be a lot more involvement with more folks.
Yeah, I guess right now, without an immediate decision, there's nothing that immediately impacts any students.
Absolutely. We look as we're doing, going to be doing the same thing as we've been doing here. What we do know is that if we stretch things out with what it looks like some fairly solid numbers, that in 5 years we potentially can be in deficit spending. And obviously we know that we don't want to do that.
Oh, nobody wants to do that. No, that's true. Well, I know these are very difficult situations to be through. I haven't been through it on your side, but I've seen it in a number of area districts, watching it from the media standpoint. And we see a lot of things, talk to a lot of folks. And again, as we said up front, these are always emotional decisions as well as logical financial decisions that need to be made for the long term. So you mix all those things together, and they're very important and very difficult to get through. But it sounds like you're making some progress. And, Steve, we appreciate so much you spending a little bit of time with us here on the radio to visit a little bit about that. And we'll keep up to date on the progress.
You bet. Thank you, Jim, and we'll keep working at it.